were ghost hunting one night.
Ghost town?
No, we went out to McLean. I don't know if you've heard of Funk's Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went out there and we've had some crazy experiences with vehicles disappearing, like follow you and they just disappear, and we've seen, nothing.
Creepy.
Yeah, we used to go out there every weekend just see what was going on, but...
Wait, vehicles disappearing?
Like they would follow you out of the cemetery and then just completely turn sideways and disappear. Yeah. A couple of my friends have seen it. Like crazy stuff. I swear. Crazy stuff.
Wow. I mean, that area, I went to Funk's Grove, and that's a kind of like very rural. There's not much around.
Right.
So that would really...
It's really dark in there.
Yeah. Wait, so you go to like the cemetery or just like drive by?
We drive through there and...
Okay.
Just like check out the woods and stuff like that at night. And...
It's like giving me goosebumps just thinking.
Oh yeah, my sister actually. There's an altar out there.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess the KKK used to do it, sacrifices out there. I don't know if they used animals or whatever, but they did. Used to go out there and do sacrifices, and we actually, my sister, we were walking through there during the day, stood on the altar out there, and she didn't know what it was, you know.
Right.
And the next time we were going to go out there, she kept saying, "We have a bad feeling. We have a really bad feeling. I don't want to go." Well, we ended up getting a car wreck and getting our Jeep, like, stuck underneath the fence in between the 3-lane highway.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and we had, like, called backup and, like, the police and the fire truck, and they had to cut all this barbed wire from under our vehicle. Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
And she had this bad feeling.
I don't want to go. I'm like, dude, just suck it up. Let's go, you know.
Right.
Yeah.